Happy Monday, Brooke.
Hey, Fred, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, and interested to see your cover story this week. Deals with our various chambers of commerce, one of which has a KRWG alum at the helm.
That's right. Carrie Hamblin, a lot of people, of course, know from her many years in the mornings on the radio, has taken on a new job as the executive director over at the Green Chamber of Commerce, which is still fairly new. It's only been around for several years here in Las Cruces. But I thought it would be fun to sort of take a look at all three. We have three chambers of commerce in this town. And what are they planning for the summer, or what's new with them, and give people contacts how to get a hold of these various chambers if they would like. And so the big thing with the Green Chamber is that they do have a new executive director who's trying to get things together and get out and meet people and sell them on why they should be a member of a Chamber of Commerce. They have about 300 paid members right now. They obviously want to extend that, of course, too. And they started up with, they're going to have these things called First Friday gatherings. They'd had them before and are restarting them, where the first Friday of each month they're going to have a topic and some expert to come talk on it and that sort of thing. And they're doing cash mobs, which is take a member business and try and advise everybody on a certain time to go to that business and buy stuff up. So, and there's usually snacks and stuff involved. So that's interesting. The Greater Chamber is going forward with its, you know, at the historic Army Hall House. That's going to be their new offices. They got the drawings to get ready to renovate that place. And the plan is also to build a new building right next door to have a little Greater Chamber of Commerce compound right there. And they still have sort of a capital drive to raise some money for all that going on right now as well. And, you know, the Greater Chamber always has a lot of events. They got in June here, they're having Good Evening Las Cruces and, you know, business after hours, and they always have some workshops and that sort of stuff going on. July, it'll slow down a little bit, but then it'll pick up again in August. And the Hispano Chamber, they've had a busy spring. They got a bunch of new board members, a new president, and they've had their annual awards banquet, which used to be in the summer, and they moved it up to the spring, and they're in a new place, the U.S. Bank building on 277 East Amador down there. And it's the U.S. Bank place, and they're up on the third floor, right next to the Mavita offices, actually. So Suite 305. So they're back down in the near the downtown area, which they've always wanted to be. So, and they have things going on about education, and, you know, and when school starts up again, they'll periodically recognize eighth graders who are and it's not necessarily ones who are doing well in school per se, but just ones that are working hard and improving and that sort of stuff. So all three are got stuff on their planner, and you can go to my section and find out their contacts and where they are and web pages and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and they're all, as you mentioned, located in and around downtown Las Cruces now with the new chamber building they soon will be in, as you mentioned, the Armijo House, right? They're not there yet.
No, but it'll be nice to have them all sort of in the same vicinity.
Yeah, all within about a mile, I guess. So very, very close together. So very interesting. And in the profile this week, near downtown, another Mexican seafood restaurant.
Yeah, La Playita. It's a brother and sister who are running this. They opened a little bit earlier this year, and the Salas siblings. And they're originally from Durango, Mexico, which is, like Las Cruces, nowhere near the ocean. But they learned a lot of seafood cooking, and they've come here and they've opened up a restaurant of their own. And Cesar, who's the brother, he's worked in restaurants before, and his sister is Griselda, and I hope they said their name right. And they've opened this place. They've always sort of wanted to. They have an uncle who has a food truck around town. So he's given them some of his recipes too, and his signature cocktail sauce to get up and running. And they got like recipes from their mother, like a fish soup recipe, and that sort of thing.
And so, it's La Playita, right?
Yeah, okay. P-L-A-Y-I-T-A.
All right.
I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right. But
growing number of Mexican seafood restaurants now.
Yeah,
it's a trend.
Exactly.
Officially a trend now.
It is. You can call it.
Okay. In the What's New, we have a number of different things, including a very big development over in the medical mile, if you will, over on Loman, that area just east of Roadrunner. In about a year from now, we're going to see a big facility opening there.
Yeah, Rio Grande Medical is, they just recently broke ground. It's going to be a three-story clinic over there on East Loman, and it's going to sort of bring about a lot of their full-service lab and triage unit and all kind of stuff under one roof. And there'll be also a pharmacy, radiology, ultrasound services. And it's going to be a 32,000 square foot building on a 2.1-acre site, and it'll be just east of the main clinic at Mountain View Regional Medical Center. So they're hoping to be open in about 10 months, which I don't mean to be negative, but probably means a year. Just construction always gets delayed, but mm-hmm. We'll see. Maybe things will go well for them. But that's, you know, that, like you said, that's becoming the health center drive over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Health Center Row, I guess. Also, right downtown at 126 East Amador, we just talked about U.S. Bank. It's sort of right across from there on Amador. It's the Welcome Inn Cafe, and they claim to have the best roasted corn in town.
Oh.
And you can go to this place, and they have quesadillas and chili dogs and nachos and different things. And down in Anthony, Texas, Love's Travel Stop has opened up a new truck stop down there right at Interstate 10 Exit 0, so right across the border.
And I believe that's a pretty big national chain, right?
It is, yeah. And we have the one here, you know, in our area, and they say it's going to about 70 jobs created, and they're going to be open 24 hours a day, and $7.5 million project down there. So
wow, that's serious.
Yeah.
I didn't know truck stops could cost that much, $7.5 million.
Well, you think about how many trucks, you know, here with 25 and 10, you know, but going, people going west to California and east now along Texas and into the south and or north-south on 10. I mean, 25.
Yeah.
We get a lot of truck traffic.
Busy corridor, for sure.
No doubt about it.
All right. Well, speaking of busy, it seems like every year the online world grows when it comes to commerce. I find myself ordering a lot more things online. Sometimes it's price. Sometimes it has to do with selection. You want a very particular item. But one thing we all like is to, when we order online, to get it as quickly as possible, so it's as close to that brick and mortar experience that it won't take long for us to get that item in our hands.
Exactly, no doubt about it. And you know, it's interesting. It used to be ordering online sort of supplemented our buying, but now for a lot of people, it's the main way mm-hmm. of buying. And you're right; they want to get stuff right away. You know, we used to have catalogs with phone ordering, and then in the late 90s, internet was kind of cool, and you were just happy to be able to get stuff and to be able to see pictures and that sort of thing. Now, you know, there better be like three or four pictures of video and all kind of, you know, customer reviews online, and they better get it to you real fast. They say the sweet spot is about 3 days, although about 30% of people in a recent survey said they want stuff overnight.
Wow.
And yeah.
Impatient, aren't we?
Impatient. Get it to us now. And also, you have to have a great return policy, a very liberal return.
Yeah.
People don't want a hassle.
No, absolutely not.
They don't want a hassle, and they're getting to expect it.
Absolutely. Brooke Stockburger, the business editor at the Sun News, that and more in today's paper. Brooke, thanks for being here.
No.